You know, one of your focuses is the western slope of Colorado. The western slope is largely Republican conservative, especially in western Garfield County. And Walker Stapleton has ties to the Bush family. How do you propose to appeal to conservative voters in western Garfield County?
You know, I think that so many issues that are important to the western Colorado quality of life are not really partisan, and yet there's enormous distinctions between me and Walker Stapleton, like the protecting our public lands. Republicans, Democrats, Independents in western Colorado all value our public lands because they're a key part of why people live here. Whether you hunt, you fish, you hike, you bike, you snowmobile, it's an important part of who we are as Colorado, and particularly western Colorado. It's also an important economic driver of jobs. Even in Mesa County, Grand Junction area, a traditional oil and gas county, there's more jobs in the outdoor tourism and recreation industry today than there are in oil and gas. And so when you see someone like Walker Stapleton talk about his support for efforts of Donald Trump to privatize and sell off our public lands, when he opposes some of the recreational designations that I've worked on in Summit and Eagle County that are widely supported by residents, you see that there's a stark difference there. And there's a lot of Republican voters who may be conservative in many other areas, but when it comes to someone who might directly affect their quality of life and where they hunt and where they fish, I think many of them are going to vote for me in the next election.
What does it mean to be a Democrat in Colorado?
Well, you know, I think the appeal that is broader than just Democrats that we have now with this, in many ways, dysfunctional presidency, is that, of course, there's differences on policy issues, but fundamentally, I stand, and I think many Democrats do, for the integrity of our republic, for truth, for a return to rationality. And there are a number of principled conservatives. Some of them might have held their nose and voted for Mr. Trump, who realize that some of these values are more important than the short-term decisions that are made. And so we are trying to reach out and have been successful reaching out to many moderate, conservative-leaning independents, Republicans, to say, look, I think it's an important part, and you are an important part, of building a future that works for everybody in Colorado, and fundamentally returning to rational decision-making and at least listening to both sides and just trying to do the best thing for our state.
Under Governor Hickenlooper's administration, the state put together a water plan. What do you plan to do with the plan, the water plan, if you gain office?
Well, certainly one thing that's very important for western Coloradans is I would oppose any Trans Mountain diversions that aren't part of something that western Colorado supports. And I think that's very important. I think we deserve some credit to Governor Hickenlooper for putting together the first statewide water plan with a variety of stakeholders on board. Even in the areas I currently represent in Colorado, there's a lot of differences on water opinion because source counties like Grand County, growing metropolitan areas like Superior and Louisville, areas that would be impacted by water projects like Fort Collins. So I've got to see some of that balance. And as governor, I think that's what's important. How do we bring the state together around a vision for our future that includes the funds we need to invest in the necessary water infrastructure and making sure we do more on low-hanging efforts around conservation and reduction of usage?
One of the things that I noticed on your website is that you are a champion of wild horses. There are five herds in Colorado, even though the BLM says there are only four, there are five. And I'm wondering, as governor, what would you do to help protect the herds in our state?
Well, you know, wild horses are an iconic part of our Western heritage for almost half a millennia. And they're really an important part of our identity as Westerners, our identity as Coloradans. I have been utterly dismayed and so upset by so many of the federal practices, whether it's the forced roundups and sterilizations, the horses that are kept in small paddings. And these are horses that have lived their whole lives in a wild way. They don't even understand, you know, in the middle of their lives what it means to be in such a confinement. So I'll continue to be a champion in the state level of working to protect our wild horse herds. We need to, of course, manage their growth in a healthy way. And there's darts and birth control and techniques to do that because, of course, we can't let that completely go out of whack. But I think that we should start by a place of showing their importance to not only Western Coloradans, but to so many people nationally that they inspire, and the role that they play in the local ecosystem. there's a fundamental misunderstanding about the role that they play in the local ecosystem that many opponents of wild horses use. While, of course, they're not truly indigenous to this area, they've been here for half a millennia, and they had predecessors in the equine family that lived in this area thousands of years ago. And so the return of European horses really filled a niche that had been vacant and are an important part of our overall health of our environment.
Just in the past month, there's been a surge of suicide in Garfield County. We have 11 now. We had 12 for the whole year last year. Something's not working. As you know, Andrew Romanoff has Mental Health Colorado. There are a lot of suicide prevention tools out there, but something's not working. What are your thoughts on increased suicide rates and what we need to do?
We've also seen near epidemic proportion suicide rates in southwest Colorado, Durango, La Plata area, where it exceeds the national average by several times. Certainly when it comes to youth suicides, making sure that we have the support through our school structure is incredibly important. The counselors, the referrals for mental health support. And on the adult end and senior end, again, making sure that people feel valued in their communities and have somebody to talk to, and that healthcare coverage includes access to mental health services, not just economic access, but also geographic access, which is very important for some of our smaller communities, which also ties into our efforts to expand rural broadband and connectivity to help bring telemedicine, including mental health services, to others who don't have access today.
Thank you very much.